Daddy's got to go very soon, said Eve, for his train. Poor Bill. So why don't we all... Saffron sniffed and pulled away. Wave, said Eve hopefully. Rose, permanent Rose, heiress, came out from underneath the kitchen table and said very cheerfully, I love waving bye-bye to Dad. Rose, said Eve reproachfully, and tried to push back her happiness at the thought that she would soon be in her lovely shed. I'll get his bag, said Indigo, as relieved as everyone else that the tension seemed to be over. Caddy can look out the front for the taxi. Go and look for the taxi, Cad. Come on, Saffron, said Caddy, jumping up. When he's gone, we can be properly miserable again, if we want to. Saffron looked around, and it seemed to her that the Cassons were shaking off sadness like a dog shakes off water. Bill was saying, Well, well, back to the hard life. Give me a kiss, Rose. Jacket, wallet, mobile, laptop, bag. Thank you, Indigo. Sandwiches, Eve, darling? How sweet. Taxi's here, shouted Caddy from the front room window. Waving, waving, exclaimed Rose, and sped upstairs with Indigo after her. Saffy, be a good girl for your mother and give your old dad a kiss. She's not my mother, hissed Saffy, wriggling in his arms and furious with him because he was so cheerfully escaping them all. And you are not my dad, and I hate you, and I hope you never come. It was no good. Bill was not going to be provoked at his moment of release. You are our darling girl, and we love you, he said, laughing and picking up Saffy to swoop her down the front steps, just as he used to do when she was little and cried because he was leaving. And I know you don't hate me. He gave her two huge kisses, one on each cheek. And I will always come back. He had a charm about him sometimes, a warmth that was irresistible, like sunshine. He planted Saffy triumphantly on the pavement, opened the taxi door, slung in his bag, gave a huge film star wave, called, All right, Peter, good weekend, to the taxi driver who knew him well and considered him a lovely man and was free. Back to the hard life, he said to Peter, and stretched out his legs. Back to the real life, he meant. The real world, where there were no children lurking under the tables, no wives wiping their noses on the ironing, no guinea pigs on the lawn, nor hamsters in the bedrooms, none but the most respectable of funerals, and no paper bags of leaking tomato sandwiches.